Good morning and peace be to you.
早上好，平安弟兄姊妹。
Good to have our college students coming back for the winter break.
我们欢迎大学生们回到我们中间来过寒假。
We're praying for the youth winter retreat this coming Wednesday.
我们来为这周三要来的年轻人的冬令会来祷告。
That all our young people will meet together in the presence of our Lord.
希望我们的年轻人能够在主的同在当中来聚集。
And come back with rich blessings.
And then 能够有丰盛的恩典回到我们中间。
We praise the Lord because I was told that we have about 130 registered for the event.
我们需要来为这个事情祷告，是因为我知道我们大概有130个年轻人注册了这次的冬令会。
And some are from out of state, even out of the country.
他们其中有很多人来自外州，甚至有来自国外的外国的朋友们。
We also pray for the young people at this age.
我们也要来为这个年龄这个时代的年轻人们来祷告。
That they will be ready.To carry on the testimony for his second coming.
祷告他们可以来做预备好，来为主的再来来做见证。
Bible readings for this morning are from Luke chapter 1.
我们今天要读的圣经在路加福音一章。
Would you please turn your Bible with me to Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 31?
请把圣经翻到路加福音一章二十六节到三十一节。
Let's be reading God's word together in whatever language you choose.
请使用你们自己所使用的语言来一起来诵读圣经。
Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 31.
路加福音一章二十六节到三十一节。
Now in the sixth month of the angel that the angel of Gabriel has sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, Rejoice, highly favored one.The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting that was. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son.And shall call his name Jesus. We will still have some more readings from the same chapter.
我们之后会再来读更多的这一章里面的经节。
And we will come back later in the sharing time.
之后我在分享信息的时候会再回来继续读。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this time we gather together before your mercy seat.
主，我们感谢你，让我们能够在聚集在你的宝座面前。
This is our prayer that in my heart there is a room for you.
这是我的祷告，在我的心中有一处为你存留。
But Lord, we realized.
主啊，但是我们意识到。
Unless you come to prepare a room, there is no room in our heart for you.
除非你亲自来为我们预备地方，我们的心中不会有地方来为着你。
So Lord, we uplift all our hearts on your hand.
今天我们要来举起我们的心，交在你的手中。
Be with us, Lord.
与我们同在。
Pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Traditionally, this is a good time in the year for the Bible readings on the birth of the Messiah.
传统上来说，这是一个时候。我们今天是来读这个弥赛亚诞生的一个很好的时候。
I'm not a fan of the Christmas holiday.
我并不热衷于去庆祝这个圣诞节。
Because of its heavy commercial flavor and some errors about the truth.
因为这是充满着商业气息的一个节日，而且它其中其实有很多的错误。
But I love the story of Jesus' birth or. The so-called Christmas story.
但是 我却非常喜爱这个圣诞的故事，或者说所谓的这个圣诞的故事。
And I think of brothers and sisters here, including our young people. We have the same conviction.
我相信在座的很多人，包括我们很多的年轻人，都有这样的一个想法，都有这样的一个确信。
That it's not just a story for particular one night.
这并不是一个某一个晚上的故事。
One day or one season.
一个一天的故事，或者是一个季节的故事。
But for every day in our lives.
但是一个我们人生中每一天的故事。
The birth of the Messiah is a part of our life.
弥赛亚的诞生是我们生命的一部分。
Our message and the testimony for all days and the years.
这是我们每一天、每一年、每一天的信息，每一天、每一年的故事。
When we approach the story of the birth of Jesus.
当我们去了解、去看这个，主耶稣降生的故事。
What we first see is the story of a heavenly love and a grace.
我们第一个看见的就是属天的爱和恩典。
God sent His Son to Earth in the likeness of us.
神把主耶稣送到我们中间来，取了我们的样式。
I think the Gospel of John gives us the most accurate and concise definition.
我相信约翰福音给了我们非常清楚和明确的一个定义。
John 1:14 says that since God is the Spirit, that nobody can see Him.
约翰福音1:14说，若不是通过他，没有人可以看见。
So He became flesh and dwelt among us, so we could behold His glory.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，我们才能看见他的荣光。
So brothers and sisters, on the one hand, none of us would be able to draw near to God beyond our sinful nature.
弟兄姊妹们，首先我们要知道，没有人能够越过我们的软弱、罪性来亲近神。
Because God will not tolerate sin.
因为神不能容忍罪。
His holiness and justice demand the death penalty for our sins against Him.
他的圣洁和公义要求我们必须要付上死的代价。
But on the other hand,
但是另一方面，
God desperately wants to reconnect the lost relationship.
但是神却非常愿意，非常盼望来修复这个失放的关系。
But none of us would be able to do that.
但是我们没有一个人可以来做成这件事。
So Jesus was born to be a man.
所以主耶稣道成肉身
to take away the sin of the world,
来带走我们的罪
then we can reconnect with him again face to face.
如此我们才能够与神和好，能够与他面对面。
An American gospel preacher, Billy Graham,
有一个美国的传道人叫做格里汉。
Once told us a story between him and his son.
有一次告诉我们一个他与他儿子的故事。
One day he was walking along the country road with his son.
有一天，他跟他的儿子在乡村的街道道路上面在散步。
And they stepped by a net house on the roadside.
他们看见了这个
ant house.
一个蚂蚁窝在路边。
They looked down.
他们低头看。
And there were a lot of little ants crawling around.
他们看到有许多的蚂蚁正在那儿爬来爬去。
Because their house collapsed.
因为他们的这个蚂蚁窝倒塌了。
Some of them were wounded.
有些蚂蚁呢就受伤了。
And many had died.
有许多的蚂蚁呢死掉了。
So the son said to the father.
所以这个儿子呢就跟他爸爸说。
Death wouldn't be wonderful if we can go down and help them to rebuild their little house.
儿子就问爸爸，如果我们可以去帮助他们来重建他们的这个房子和家园，那该多好。
The father's heart was touched.
爸爸的他的心很受感动。
Billy Graham told his son.
他的爸爸就告诉他的儿子。
It would.
当然好。
But we couldn't do it.
但是我们却做不到。
Because we're too big and they're too little.
因为我们对他们来说太大了，他们太小了。
We couldn't communicate with them.
我们根本没有办法与他们交通。
Unless you would become one of them.
除非你可以变成他们中的一员。
Then Brother Graham continued saying.
然后格里汉弟兄继续说。
God looked at us.
神看向我们。
And we were just little ants crawling around on this little dust out here, so-called the earth.
我们对神来说就好像这些蚂蚁一样，在这个所谓的这个尘土上面，就是地球上面在爬来爬去。
But he wanted to communicate with us.
但是他想与我们来交通。
Because he loved us.
因为他爱我们。
And he was willing to pay the price to save us.
他又愿意来付这个代价来拯救我们。
To spend eternity with him. To spend eternity with him.
Okay, 让我们来与他来一同享受这个永生。
To change our lives here.
改变我们的生命。
And to give direction to us.
然后给我们指引方向。
You know what God did to his son?
你知道神对他的儿子做了什么？
He did something about our trouble.
他在他身上，
He did something about our trouble.
为着我们的过犯，为着我们的难处，来对他的儿子做了一些事。
He did not turn his back to us in our time of need.
他在我们需要他的时候，并没有背对我们。
He sent his son to become a man like us.
他把他的儿子送给我们，取了我们的样式。
That's who Jesus was.
那就是我们的主耶稣。
The Son of God coming in the flesh.
神的儿子取了人的样式。
Once and for all.
一次成圣。
To fill the gap that separated us from Him.
弥补了这个让我们可以与他重新和好。
So through His Son.Born to us, we can go back to Him.
借着主耶稣在我们当中的出生降临，我们可以回到他的面前。
We might have other versions of the Billy Graham story.
我们可能有另外一个版本，像格里汉弟兄这样的故事。
However, brothers and sisters, I still like this one the most.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我依然最喜欢这个故事。
Because it captures the essence of the Christmas story.
因为这个故事它抓住了圣诞故事的精髓。
That the beloved son volunteered himself to a strange and collapsed world to fulfill father's loving purpose.
就是爱子他自愿来到这么一个陌生又奇怪，但是又坍塌了，败坏了的世界，为了来实现父爱的目的。
When he volunteered himself, he knew there would be a bitter cup waiting for him out there.
当他自愿来到这个世界的时候，他知道这里地上有一对夫妻正在等待他的到来。
He knew there would be a bitter cup waiting for him out there.
他知道这里有一杯苦杯要在这里等待他。
So he said to Father in Matthew 26:36.
所以在马太福音二十六章三十六节。
Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.
他说，愿你的旨意成就，不要按照我的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, he volunteered himself because of Father's will.
弟兄姊妹们，他自愿献上他自己，因为神的，因为父的旨意。
He volunteered himself not because just he loved to go.
他献上他的自己，并不是因为他愿意来到这个世界。
As he says that not as I will, but as you will.
他说到，愿你的旨意成就，不要应我的旨意，不要按照我的旨意。
So Christmas story is the love of the Father.
所以圣诞的故事是父爱的故事。
My dear young people, this is the story of the overwhelming love of of God the Father.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神长阔高深的爱的故事。
Rather than the story of an old man of a Santa Claus and Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
这故事并不是 关于圣诞老人或者是麋鹿或者是所有这些世上圣诞节的故事。
So you may ask why we should learn the birth story of Jesus repeatedly in nowadays and years.
所以你要来知道为什么我们今天今时今日还要来继续的不断的重复圣诞的故事。
Well, Jesus says in Matthew 24:12.
主耶稣在马太福音24:12说道
Because the lawlessness will abound and the love of many will grow cold.
只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡。
Today we are very easily hardened and cold by the sufferings.
今天我们的心很容易的因为这周围的这些环境和遭遇患难而变得冷淡和坚硬。
Even a spiritual man and a woman will be easily dragged away from God's love.
即便是在属灵的这些人都会被这世上的事情所脱离神的身边。
Because our time is very dangerous and unfriendly to us.
因为我们现在所处的环境非常的危险，也对我们来说非常的不友好。
So brothers and sisters, how important it is for us to learn and be reminded.
所以弟兄姊妹们，对于我们来说，我们要来认识这个圣诞的故事和提醒圣诞故事的意义是何等的重要。
That God is love through great trials.
因为神的爱是要经历各样的试炼。
Even 400 years of darkness in Jewish history wouldn't be able to stop His love and grace.
几百年在以色列人当在。在以色列人当中，在耶路撒冷的患难和黑暗，能不能来阻止神的爱
？During that 400 years of darkness, He prepared His Son for us.
在那四百年的准备当中，在四百年的历史当中，他来为我们预备他的儿子。
So today, Satan may stir up trouble and weary feelings in us.
今天我们仇敌依然在做那些搅扰的工作。
Through circumstances that make us uncomfortable, doubtful, and even fearful.
借着身边的环境，它让我们又产生怀疑，让我们产生对他的疑惑。
My dear young people, the love story of the birth of Jesus tells us that God's love and grace will never fail.
但是年轻人们朋友们这圣诞的故事告诉我们神的爱他的恩典永不会失败。
Second, the Christmas story is the world's most humble story.
第二点，圣诞的故事是这世界上最谦卑的一个故事。
The Messiah came to this world on our behalf.
弥赛亚是为着我们来到这个世界。
To pay our ransom.
是为我们来付我们的代价。
But what we could offer him the best was just a lowly manger in a small town.Called Bethlehem.
但是他却出生在一个非常小小的小镇叫伯利恒，出生在一个非常卑微不起眼的一个马槽。
So that's what we could offer him the best.
这就是我们所说给他最好的吗
？So later in his thirties,
在他的三十多岁的时候
，The Lord Jesus describes in Luke 9:58.
主耶稣在路加福音9:58中说道
That foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
耶稣说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。
Maybe we think the manger in Bethlehem is where the Christmas story started.
也许我们会觉得在伯利恒的马槽就是圣诞故事的开头。
But let me remind you from today's Bible reading.
但是让我来提醒你，从今天我们所读的这个经文当中。
The humble story of the birth of Jesus started way before that.
这个关于圣诞故事，这个谦卑的故事，在早在伯利恒简陋的马槽之前就开始了。
If we still remember the earlier text in Luke chapter 1,
如果我们还记得路加福音第一章的前半部分
an angel from above came to an old couple of Elizabeth and Zacharias.
天使来到了一对夫妻面前，这对夫妻的名字叫以利沙伯和撒加利亚
to announce the birth of John the Baptist to them.
向他们来预告施洗约翰的诞生
And that was so remarkable.
这是一个非常重大的事件。
Because the annunciation took place inside the holy temple.
因为这个预告发生在圣殿当中。
We have to remember it that the annunciation took place in the holy temple.
我们需要来记住这件预告的事情发生在圣殿当中。
I think the main reason, I guess.
我想主要的原因是因为
is that they both belong to the priestly line back to the great Aaron.
因为他们都是祭司的后代，在这个那个时代当中，他们是祭司的后代。
亚伦的
后代。亚伦的后代。
More than that.
但是不止那样。
They were a good name couple in the city of Jerusalem.
而且还是因为他们在耶路撒冷人民当中有很好的名声。
Because verse 6 says that they were both righteous before God and blameless according to the law.
因为在一章六节当中，他们说到他们二人在神面前都是义人，遵行主的一切诫命礼仪。
So verse 10 says when Zacharias went into the temple for service.
十节说到烧香的时候，
一章十节
说到烧香的时候，众百姓在外面祷告。
The whole multitude of a people，
众百姓
，meaning a large group of people who amazed and supported Zacharias was praying outside the temple for him and with him。
意思是有许许多多的人都被撒加利亚所被撒加利亚的这个事情所震惊，然后在外面为他祷告。
This tells us that people favored and supported him.
这就是表示人们在心中 为他喜悦，为他支持他，为他祷告。
People favored them because they had good names in people's circle.
大家喜悦他是因为他们在 人们当中有很好的名声。
We should say that they deserved the annunciation, didn't they?
我们应该说他们值得这样的支持和祷告，是不是？
So brothers and sisters, this is the birth story of the foreigner, not the Lord, but the foreigner.
我们要说这是一个外面。
The birth story of the foreigner, 先锋。
先锋，这是一个先锋的出生的故事。
So we would assume.
那我们会来假设，我们会。
When the angel came again.
当天使再来的时候。
For the real good news of the birth of the Messiah.
当他来宣告真正的这个好消息，弥赛亚出生的这个消息的时候。
Shouldn't God arrange?Something to be even more glorious.
神是不是应该要安排一件更加荣耀的事情呢？
Because we're often reminded of Hebrews 3:3.
因为我们经常来被这个希伯来书三章三节所提醒。
He who built the house has more honor than the house.
好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣。
So brothers and sisters, there are many things in this world.
弟兄姊妹们，这世界上有许许多多的事情。
That draw our attention to the glory of a man.
让我们把我们的吸引力都吸引到人的荣耀上去。
The glory of a good name man.
吸引到一个好人的好有好名声的人的身上。
The glory of a holy man.
一个圣人，所谓的圣人身上。
Then we easily lose our focus on the birth of Son of a man.
然后我们就失去，然后我们就错过了，不再去在意那个真正的圣人的出身。
I know a brother who visited an Italian city.
我知道一位弟兄曾经去意大利旅行。
To an Italian city.
去一个城市里。意大利城市旅行。
And a local tour guide.
有一个地陪。
Took him to a grandiose cathedral.
带他去了一个教堂参观。
Saying it is famous because of its wall paintings.
他说那个教堂是以他们教堂里面的这个墙壁画来闻名的。
So he told me that all the beautiful paintings and the statues.
然后他就告诉了我关于这个教堂里面所有美妙的壁画和那些雕塑。
Some decorated with silver, gold, and precious stone.
有许多的是被这个金银还有很多的宝石来装饰的。
All them were about historical men and women from the church history.
所有的这些雕塑都是在描述这个教会历史上的一些男男女女。
So by Catholic terms, they were saints.
在天主教的这个世界当中，他们被叫做圣徒。
But my brother told me there were very few paintings of Jesus.
但是我的弟兄告诉我，这里面几乎找不到主耶稣的像。
If we go back to Luke chapter 1,
如果我们回到路加福音第一章，
the verses we had just read through tell us.
我们刚刚所读过的这些经节告诉我们。
After 6 months,
六个月以后，
the same angel, I believe,
我想是同一个天使，
came again to announce the birth of the Messiah, not the foreigner, the birth of the Messiah.
再来告诉他们这个弥赛亚不是这个先锋，而是弥赛亚要出生的故事。
He found Mary.
他找到了玛利亚。
Not in the city of Jerusalem.
不是在耶路撒冷。
And the annunciation.Never took place in the Holy Temple.
这个预告从来没有在圣殿当中发生。
Mary was a peasant girl.
玛利亚是一个农村的是一个农民的女孩。
With no heritage status.
并没有世袭的地位。
Out of a rural farmer's town.
是在一个在农乡村的一个小镇上面。
Far, far away from the city and the temple.
离着这个城市和圣殿非常的远。
In a remote area called Galilee.
在一个非常偏远的地方叫做加利利。
Brothers and sisters, I would rather you tell me.
弟兄姊妹们，我宁愿你来告诉我。
That the angel took the wrong path.
天使是不是选错了一条路？
Ended in the wrong place.
在去到了一个错误的地方。
And met the wrong person.
见到了一个错误的人。
But let us just look closely at verse 26.
让我们来仔细地读一读第二十七节。
Which says that God sent angel Gabriel to a city of Galilee named Nazareth.
二十六节，天使加百列奉神的差遣往加利利的一座城去，这座城名叫拿撒勒。
Meaning Mary of Nazareth was purposed by the heavenly decision.
意味着玛利亚和这座城拿撒勒是神旨意的所在。
For the birth of the Messiah.
是为着弥赛亚的诞生。
So brothers and sisters, God cannot be wrong.
弟兄姊妹们，神不会出错。
So Mary of Nazareth was where the Christmas story actually started.
玛利亚和拿撒勒其实是承载了这个圣诞故事的发生。
Now,
开始。
Why did the story start like this?
那我们现在要问，为什么这个故事要从这里开始？
Why not Jerusalem and the Holy Temple?
为什么不发生在耶路撒冷和圣殿当中？
We still remember it, right? And the annunciation about the birth of John the Baptist.Took place in the Holy Temple.
我们依然记得是吗？我们的施洗约翰的诞生，他的预告发生在耶路撒冷和圣殿当中。
Why not a holy couple like Elizabeth and Zacharias?
为什么没有选择像以利沙伯和撒加利亚这样的一对这样一对圣洁的夫妻？
Why God choose a lowly girl in a lowly place prepared the birth of the Messiah?
为什么我们的主耶神要选择像玛利亚这样一个卑微的女孩来实现弥赛亚出生的故事？
I think to help us to understand the situation regarding the Bible readings today.
我想这帮助我们来理解今天要所读的经文。
We would go back to John chapter 1.
让我们来回到约翰福音第一章。
In John chapter 1.
在约翰福音第一章。
When Philip went to his close friend Nathanael,
当拿但业来到他面前，当拿
Philip went to Nathanael.
腓力对拿但业 来到拿但业的面前。
He was saying, "Come with me."
他说跟我来。
Because I have seen Messiah.
因为我看到了弥赛亚。
And he is the son of Joseph from Nazareth.
他是拿撒勒人约瑟的儿子。
But this guy seemed well informed.
但是这个拿但业看上去知道很多。
So he replied in verse 46.
所以他在一章四十六节中说道。
What Nazareth?
拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？
Are you out of your mind, Philip?
Philip, 你是疯了吗？
Can anything good come out of Nazareth?
拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？
The Bible history tells us.
圣经在这里告诉我们。
Nazareth in Jesus' time was located on a major route in the northern boundary.
拿撒勒在主耶稣的时代是在北面，处在北面的一个地理位置。
一个交通
交通要道。
So Roman soldiers and the merchants from foreign country.
所以很多的这些罗马的士兵，还有很多的外国的人。
They constantly flew the back and forth.
他们会经常的出入这个地方。
So they brought all the bad things to the place.
所以他们带来了许多坏的东西。
So Nathaniel was right.
但是拿但业是对的。
Because he was clear about the Nazareth.
因为他对拿撒勒非常的清楚。
Not only a small village town.
他不仅是一个非常的小镇。
But also a place of a corruption.
而且是一个腐败和充满犯罪的地方。
A place of a violence and a crime.
也是一个充满了暴力和犯罪的地方。
To most ordinary Jews back then.
对许多一般的这些犹太人来说。
Jerusalem was the center of their faith.
耶路撒冷是他们信心的中心。
Jerusalem was the right place for their culture and the history.
耶路撒冷是他们的信仰和文化的中心。
Only the religious elites passed from generation to generation.
只有那些他们宗教上的精英，一代一代又一代的精英们。
They thought would be qualified to participate God's kingdom business.
他们才是有资格和合乎神旨意，能够参与到神的事物当中来的。
But now look at the Mary in Luke chapter 1.
但是让我们来看一看路加福音第一章中的玛利亚。
A peasant girl of no name.
她是一个无名的乡村的农民的女孩。
I doubt if she had ever visited Jerusalem.
我都怀疑她有没有真正的去过耶路撒冷。
Very possibly she might have spent all her life in a lowly and hated place called Nazareth.
很大程度上，他应该就只是生活，一直都生活在这个非常偏远、非常被人们所憎恨的这么一个充满罪恶的地方，叫拿撒勒。
So my dear young people, we often feel that we know the Christmas story very well.
亲爱的年轻人，我想我们经常会觉得我们非常了解圣诞的故事。
But all these questions of Mary of Nazareth would remind us.
但是这些来自于拿撒勒和玛利亚的这些疑问，能够来提醒我们。
That our knowledge could be superficial.
我们对于圣诞的这个认知是非常粗浅的。
You know, Paul once wrote his letter to the church in Corinth.
我们知道，使徒保罗曾经对哥林多的教会写过书信。
We all know that it was the church with rich spiritual gifts.
我们知道哥林多的教会是非常富足，以灵里面非常富足的。
Evangelism, faith healing, and speaking tongues, church disciplines, you name it.
他们有着许多的传道人，有许多的说方言的，也有许多其他的属灵的事情，你可以说起很多。
They're very rich in spiritual gift.
他们在属灵的恩赐上非常的富足。
But Paul speaks of brothers and sisters there.
但是 使徒保罗 对哥林多的弟兄姊妹们说
In 1 Corinthians 1:26-29
在哥林多前书的1:26-29
He says you see your calling
他说可见你们蒙召的
Meaning look at yourself called by God out of this world for his glorious purpose
他说弟兄们可见你们蒙召的
That not many wise according to the flesh
按着肉体有智慧的不多
Not many mighty and not many noble
有能力的不多有尊贵的也不多
But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise and the mighty
但是神却拣选了世上愚拙的叫有智慧的羞愧叫拣选了世上软弱的叫那强壮的羞愧
So that no flesh should have glory in his presence
所以所有肉按着肉体的都不能在一切有血气的在神面前一个也不能自夸
Meaning no one can boast before God because we are indeed out of nothing and worthless like Mary of Nazareth
这意味着我们在神面前不能因为我们是像玛利亚一样的小民而自夸
This is the purpose of a Christmas story from Luke chapter 1.
这就是在路加福音第一章所告诉我们的圣诞的故事。
Brothers and sisters, God doesn't call forth the qualified of this world for his purpose.
弟兄姊妹们，神没有来呼召那些世界上所在世上看为合格的人来满足神的旨意。
Instead, he intended to choose the world's foolish things.
他是拣选了这世界上愚拙的人。
Often despised and desperate.
不管是经常是被人所厌弃的。
Small and humble.
是小民是卑微的人。
So he could do incredible work in them.
所以他可以在他们中间来成就大事。
And mold them from scratch for his purpose.
从零开始做出他的，来实现他的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, let's deny the world's favor, the celebrity culture among us.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们来对我们当中所有的这些名人的这些显贵人的这些传统来说不。
You know, in the world, what we see, what we eat, what we wear, and we have to look the celebrities.
你知道，在我们现在的生活当中，不管我们吃什么、穿什么、做什么，我们都要去看那些世上所谓的名人。
So even in the realm of the follower of Jesus,
即便是我们在跟随主耶稣，在我们在神的家中。
This could heavily influence us.
这些还依然可以来非常大的来影响我们。
We follow the spiritual man and a woman.
我们一直在跟随那些所谓属灵的男人或女人。
We amazed at their good names.
我们被他们的美名所震惊。
We are attracted by their teachings.
我们被他们的所谓教导所吸引。
And every Sunday morning we sit here.
每个主日的早上，我们坐在这里。
We are expecting somebody saying some words just outrageous.
我们在期待有一个人可以来说一些非常有力量、非常厉害的话语。
Brothers and sisters, this called celebrity culture.
弟兄姊妹们，这个叫做名人文化，这个是。
It will corrupt the true knowledge of the Christmas story.
这个会让我们圣诞故事当中真正的意义来毁坏。
Who out of this world could say I'm qualified for God?
这世界上哪里有人可以来说我是真正合乎主心意来做神的工的人？
Because God intended Mary to choose Mary of Nazareth for the birth of the Messiah.
因为神选拣选了玛利亚，拿撒勒的玛利亚来成就他的旨意。
This is, I think, this is the true meaning of the Christmas story.
我想这才是真正意义上圣诞故事的意义。
Another good example is in Acts chapter 4.
另外一个很好的例子是在《使徒行传》的第四章。
when the church leaders of Peter and John stood before the religious leaders in Jerusalem.
当教会的领袖约翰和彼得站在这些所谓的宗教领袖面前。
You could imagine the picture like this.
你可以想象那样的一幅画面。
Church leaders and the religious leaders.
教会的领袖和宗教的领袖面对面。
Who's better? Who are better?
谁更好呢？
Verse 13.
在第四章的第十三节
says that the religious look at the church leaders.
这里谈到这个宗教的领袖看着这些教会的领袖们
as they are uneducated and untrained men.
他们是没有学问的，没有受过训练的小民。
Because they were simply just fishermen.
因为他们仅仅只是一些渔民打鱼的。
They talked like a fisherman.
他们说话的样子也像渔民。
They walked like a fisherman.
他们走路也像个渔民。
They wrote their letters to the church like a fisherman.
他们就连写给教会的信都是像一个渔民写的。
If we go back to the first Peter and the first and the second Peter, in New Testament.
如果我们回到约翰这个。彼得一书和二书在新约当中。
If you read them in original language,
如果你来读这个最早的、最初的这个版本
，It is truly a fisherman's language.
你来读那个最早的那个语言，你就能看出来，这真的是一个渔民写的信。
And even they smelled like a dead fish.
他们甚至闻上去都像一条死鱼一样。
And most importantly.Most important.
但是最重要的是
，They were never ashamed of it.
但是他们从不以此为耻。
They stood before the religious leader.
他们就这么站在那些所谓宗教领袖的面前。
They were religious elites passed from generation to generation.
他们是一代又一代传下来的所谓宗教的这些精英们。
They were not afraid.They were not afraid.
但他们不害怕。
They were not ashamed of it.
他们没有以此为耻。
They were not ashamed of that they are fishermen.
他们没有因为他们自己是渔民而感到羞耻。
Because God chose them as a fisherman.
因为神拣选他们作为一个渔民。
And I like the Chinese translation better with a word added on.
我更喜欢中文当中对这个词的一个加了一个词。
They were small people.
他们是小民。
These fishermen who brought thousands and thousands to Christ were actually small people.
这些渔民们救了千千上上上带了成千上万的人来归向主耶稣，他们都是小民。
I used to know a brother.
我曾经认识一个弟兄。
He said, "I want to go to Africa to spread the gospel."
他说我很想去非洲来传福音。
So I asked him.
所以我问他。
What are you going to do before you go to Africa for the preparation?
那你在去非洲之前要做什么准备的工作呢？
And he said, "I'm planning to go to Africa language school for 4 years."
他说我要去一个学这个非洲语言的学校去学四年。
And I will spend 2 years in fundraising.
他说他要花两年的时间来募集一些资金。
And I don't think I have enough time to prepare.
我觉得我没有时间来为这个做准备。
So I said to him, "You don't have to prepare anything."
我就跟他说，你不需要准备任何东西。
Just prepare yourself as a small people.
你就把你准备把你自己作为一个小民。
Brothers and sisters, that's exactly who we are, the small people.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们所示的，我们就是这批小民。
Whether according to world standards or God's standards.
不管是从神的角度来说，还是从这个世界的角度来说。
This should be our ID card and the driver's license we carry with us.For our lifetime.
这应该是我们一生当中要来随身携带的这么一个身份证，这么一个像现在的这样的一个驾照。
Third, we see the Christmas story as the story of life characteristics.
第三点，我们从圣诞的故事当中看出了神，神儿女生命的性情。
Let's go to verse 38.
让我们来看到路加福音一章第三十八节。
Now Mary said,
玛利亚说
Behold the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word.
我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
Mary had a spiritual quality of obedience.
玛利亚有着一个顺服的属灵品质。
To receive God's plan for the birth of the Messiah.
她接受了神的计划在他身上来降生弥赛亚。
On the one hand,
在一方面来说
，God's salvation plan needed to be satisfied.
神救赎的工作必须要成就。
But on the other hand,
那另外一方面
，The Christmas story that God had prepared for Mary was tough to follow.
神在玛利亚身上所托付的这个，主耶稣。圣诞的故事却是非常难完成的。
As once he said to Angel,
他曾经跟天使说
How can it be since I do not know a man?
他说 他跟天使说我没有出嫁怎么有这事呢
Meaning it's totally impossible because I'm not even married yet.
他这表示这是不可能的，因为他都没有结婚，怎么会发生呢？
For those who do not have the spiritual quality of obedience,
对于我们这些，对于那些没有这个顺服的属灵品质的人来说，
This could be the best reason and the best timing to slip away from God's purpose.
这个可能这节当中所说到的可能就是我们对神的旨意说不我们拒绝神旨意的最好的理由和时机
But Mary turned herself in.
但是玛利亚却降服在神的手中
I wonder my dear young people when I was reading this passage
当我在读这篇圣经文的时候我就在想我们的年轻人们
Did Mary know what she was going to pay for her decision to accept God's plan?
神玛利亚知不知道，当她接受神的这个旨意和计划的时候，她要付出什么样的代价
？I was just wondering.
我就是在思考这个问题。
Did she know?
她知道吗
？Or you know, sometimes we assume our desire to obey God.
有的时候我们经常会认为我们的这个。想要去顺服神的旨意
is probably like an irrational behavior with thinking through.
是
thinking thoroughly.
Yeah, 是一个缺乏深思熟虑的这么一个非理性的行为
Like we just take a deep breath.
像我们好像深深的吸了一口气
Close your eyes.
闭上你的眼睛
And jump off this cliff.
但是就这样跳了下去。
Is this the life quality that God wants from Mary?
这是神要在玛利亚身上所寻找的这个生命的性情吗？
Is this the life quality Mary has to follow the plan of the birth of Christ?
这是玛利亚所有的生命性情，从而可以去遵循神的旨意，跟随神的计划吗？
I was reminded of Luke 14.
我被路加福音十四章当中的一句话来提醒。
Jesus called to people to bear his to bear their cross and come after him.
主耶稣要我们背上我们自己的十字架来跟随他。
Wow, we think that's a remarkable time for us.
我想这是一个非常非常重大的一个时间在我们当中。
So we take a deep breath.
所以我们要来深深的吸一口气。
We think about my own cross.
我要来思想一下我自己的十字架。
Because Jesus was nailed on the cross.
因为主耶稣已经被钉死在了十字架。
So we think about the cross, we think it's a remarkable occasion.
所以当我们思想到我们自己的十字架的时候，我们认为它是一件非常重大的事情。
But in verse 28,
但是在第二十八节中
，Jesus urged them before they make up their minds to follow him.
主耶稣在催促他们在做决定之前
，They must sit down first and count cost.
他 们要先坐下来算计一下花费。
So brothers and sisters, let's be reminded by Luke chapter 1.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们再来看路加福音第一章。
Of the true quality of obedience.
这个真正的顺服的这个品质。
Mary had gone through the items on the faith list with the angel.
玛利亚刚刚经历了这个，通过了这个天使所列出的所谓信心的清单。
He had gone through the item by item on the list.
他通过了这一项一项的这个清单上的每一个项目。
She discussed with the angel.
他跟天使在商量，在商讨。
She dared ask the angel.
他居然敢问天使。
How can it be to happen to me?
为什么这件事情会临到我呢?
Because I haven't even married yet.
我甚至都没有结婚。
So she knew the consequence of following God's plan.
所以我们知道她知道跟随神的旨意，跟随神的计划所带来的结果。
It could be the loss of her reputation.
有可能她会失去她的名声。
Her life.
他的生命
and the humiliation of her family,
他带给家族的羞辱
because back to her time, since everybody was living under the curse of the law.
因为在那个时候，在他的时候，所有的人都生活在律法之下。
It was useless for her to explain how she got pregnant before marriage.
对他来说。在做如何的解释，为什么在未婚先孕这件事情上做任何的解释都是没有用的。
More than that, Mary had a clear sense.
不止如此，玛利亚有一个非常清楚的感知。
That in order to follow God's plan for the birth of Jesus.
为了要成就神在他身上，主耶稣诞生的这个计划。
She probably was going to lose her marriage with her beloved Joseph.
他也许会失去和他所爱的约瑟的婚姻。
But brothers and sisters, Mary gave up her claim.
但是主耶稣，但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，玛利亚有了一个很清楚的宣告。
And follow God's story.
然后跟随了神的这个计划。
Because she had a clear mind about what would be going on ahead.
因为他清楚地知道前面要发生什么样的事。
Brothers and sisters, faith following was never a peek-a-boo game with Mary.
弟兄姊妹们，信心的跟随从来都不是一个 peek-a-boo, 一个躲猫猫、捉迷藏的游戏。
This is the spiritual lesson we want to learn.
这是一个我们想要来学习的一个属灵的功课。
Let's go to verse 39 through 40.
让我们来看路加福音一章三十九到四十节。
About Mary's spiritual quality of seeking fellowship.
这是关于玛利亚寻求属灵的交通的这样的一个属灵的品质。
It says, "Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth."
那时候玛利亚起身急忙往山地里去，来到犹大的一座城，进了撒加利亚的家，问以利沙伯安。
We don't seem to know much about the relationship between Mary and Elizabeth.
我们可能不太清楚这个玛利亚跟以利沙伯之间的关系。
But in verse 36,
但是在第三十六节中
The angel tells Mary,
这个天使告诉玛利亚，
Elizabeth, your relativeHas also conceived a son in her old age.
你的亲戚以利沙伯在年老的时候也怀了男胎。
But I would ask one question.
但是我会来问一个问题。
Why didn't Mary look for anyone else but Elizabeth?
但是为什么玛利亚现在唯独去找了？以利沙伯，而不是任何其他人。
Well, maybe you answer my question is just because they were cousins to each other.
也许你会回答我，因为就因为他们两个是这个表亲。
However, could Mary trust her relatives?
但是为什么玛利亚会相信她的表亲呢？
if we learn from Matthew chapter 1,
如果我们从马太福音的第一章，
even Mary's fiancé Joseph,
即便是玛利亚的未婚夫约瑟，
wanted to divorce Mary secretly,
想要偷偷的跟玛利亚离婚，
after discovering that she was pregnant,
当他发现玛利亚怀孕的时候，他想要跟她解除婚约。
So could she trust her relatives?
那这个时候，他可能相信他的表亲吗
？The answer is negative.
这个答案是不。
So Mary hurried to Elizabeth.
所以玛利亚来到了，匆忙的来到了伊丽莎伯的面前。
Because she knew from the angel.
因为她从天使那里得知。
That her pregnancy was a spiritual event that no carnal man could understand.
因为她的这个怀孕的事情是一件属灵的事件。
As the Bible tells in 1 Corinthians 2:14.
当圣经在第一哥林多前书的第一第二章第十四节告诉我们。
That only the spiritual man knows the spiritual thing.
只有属灵的人才能看透这些事，唯有属灵的人才能看透。
So Mary went to Elizabeth.
所以玛利亚就去到了伊丽莎伯面前。
As her spiritual companion.
作为她属灵的同伴。
Proactively seeking spiritual fellowship.
主动的去寻求属灵的交通。
To confirm the will of God in her.
去确认神在她身上的旨意。
And to make it crystal clear to her.
这件事情就在他面前就变得非常的明确。
So Mary cherished the spiritual companionship.
玛利亚非常的重视和珍视这段属灵的交通。
So she went with haste.
所以她非常匆忙的就去了。
Meaning she didn't waste her time finding Elizabeth. And, oh, I have a time. Maybe I will go next month and to pray together.
意味着他没有浪费一点的时间就去见了伊丽莎伯，就像他说，没准我明天再去，或者我还有别的事情要做，还有时间。
This is the spiritual quality of God's children.
这个是是神的儿女应该有的属灵的品质。
You know, last Wednesday evening.
你们知道上个星期四的晚上。
Wednesday.
星期三的晚上。
During our online fellowship meeting with the cancer patient brothers and sisters.
在我们与这些网上在我们与这些癌症病人的交通当中。
One sister confessed.
有一个姊妹她承认。
That she has experienced a backsliding on spiritual growth.
她承认她在这个属灵的生长上面有了一段不好的经历。
Backsliding.
退后有一点退步。
Because there was always the laziness in her.
因为她里面有非常大的这个懒惰。
And drag her away from the spiritual fellowship.
把她从这个属灵的交通当中来远离。
We all shared her tears.
我们为她感到伤心。
Because she cried in tears.
因为她那天晚上就非常伤心的哭了。
Saying, I used to be in the Lord and have tasted his riches and the sweets.
他说我曾经也在主里面，我也预尝到了他的，我也尝到了他的甘甜和肥美。
But now I'm backsliding and being out.
但是我今天却退后了，然后变得释放。
I wonder, brothers and sisters, is this our attitude towards spiritual fellowship today?
我想问一下我们的弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天在神属灵的交通面前的这样的态度吗？
Why do we sometimes feel muffled or confused about the spiritual things around us?
为什么我们经常会被我们身边这些属灵的事物感到困惑，或者是感到困惑和退后呢？
Brothers and sisters, the answer is very simple from Luke chapter 1.
弟兄姊妹们，答案非常的清楚，在路加福音的第一章。
Because in this age of individualism and hyper-materialism,
因为在这个世界，我们生活在一个非常重要的这么一个个人主义和物质化的世界当中。
We often overlook spiritual companionship.
我们非常容易的忽略属灵上的同伴。
We don't want anybody just go around us.
我们并不希望有任何人在我们身边跟我们同行。
We think we can handle it by ourselves.
我觉得我可以来处理所有的事情。
We don't want to share our story with others.
我并不想跟别人来分享我自己的事情。
We feel no use to share the story with others.
我觉得跟别人来分享我的事情没有什么用。
And we don't seem to seek spiritual fellowship proactively.
我们没有主动的去寻求所谓这个我们没有主动的去寻求属灵的交通。
But Mary did it with Elizabeth.
但是玛利亚却向伊丽莎伯来寻求。
I think this is the one of the major reasons why God chose Mary for the birth of Jesus.
我想这也是为什么神选中了玛利亚来作为主耶稣的生母一个非常重要的原因。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, there's unfinished words.
哇，我们的话还没有说完。
But we pray that your word will lead us forward.
但是我们来祷告，你的话语可以来带领我们向前。
Lord, just help us to repeat the story of your birth.
主啊，求你来帮助我们，来继续回想你自己出生的故事。
So we can learn the heavenly characteristics as God's children.
让我们作为神的儿女，可以来学习你在我们生命当中所要的属灵的生命的性情。
We thank you for this time.
我们向为着这样的时间来向你献上感谢。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。